Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
The Commission on Taxation and Welfare has said road usage charges should be introduced around distance, location and time spent on the road. Geez, they just don't stop charging us money for stuff. While in the short term it said it supports the introduction of congestion charging, Dubliners also want motorists to be charged for driving polluting cars and lorries into the capital, according to research carried out by the Dublin Local Authority. 3/4 of submissions to a public consultation process on air quality plan for the Dublin region supported the introduction of low emission zones. This would apply, of course, to other cities across the country if it worked well in Dublin. And the EU ordered that Dublin councils to prepare the air quality plan for nitrogen dioxide levels were found to exceed annual legal limits at one monitoring station in the city. The gas is associated with a number of respiratory conditions, including lung function and increased asthma attacks. Well, of course, if you are in the middle of a city, you are going to have a lot of, you know, carbon monoxide and stuff like that as well. Anyway, some 208 people made a submission to the local authorities, websites and the plan during October and November. And they go on and go on and go on and go on and talk nonsense. And then they say, basically, what we want to do is bring in a tax. Those opposed to penalising polluting vehicles by charging them an entry to certain zones, for example, gave a number of reasons why, including that air quality in Dublin was satisfactory and that no action was actually required and the charges would just be a stealth tax on motorists. Obviously, this would be just confined to Dublin for the moment, but if implemented, it would be most likely brought in across other big cities around the country, including Cork, Limerick and Galway. In central London, for example, there is a congestion charge. The charge of £11.50 for driving a vehicle within the charging zone between 7 o'clock in the morning and 1800 in the evening, 6 o'clock in the evening. And there is exemptions, of course, for two-wheel motorbikes, emergency vehicles, NHS vehicles, etc., etc., or people vehicles with more than one disabled person. What? It says here, for example, dial a ride. A vehicle with more than one disabled person. So what, if you're disabled, you have to find somebody else disabled to sit in the car with you? No, I think that must mean a minibus or something like that. That's probably what it means. I don't think it means disabled people have to go looking for somebody else disabled to travel with them before they get it for free. But would you agree with a congestion charge? Take your city. I'll take Dublin, for example. Let's say we decide the city is within the canals. So the canals on the north side, the canals on the south side, that you get charged £11, as it is in England. We'll say €10, €15, whatever, I don't know. Would you agree with a congestion charge? And the government believes that the reason they want to do this as well, by the way, and this idea of distance and location and time spent on the road, is because with electric cars, they're not going to make as much money on taxation. So they need to make money some other way. So they're going to rob everybody, basically. It's always punishment. That's what we do in this country. We punish people. The number's 087-188-0008. But maybe you agree with it and you think it'll be better and more people might cycle and do stuff like that. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Would you agree with a congestion charge? I'm sure those who are cyclists probably would. Pat, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Pat?
How are you doing?
Congestion charge. Look, there's no doubt that the city gets a bit clogged up. You know, and well, it has been for years. So would a congestion charge alleviate that?
It wouldn't alleviate it at all, but it wouldn't exactly be fair to ask me. I don't think it's... If you had a situation where you had a proper infrastructure, you know, in regards to public transport, yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that. We just don't have it. You're going across on one side of the city, you're getting two buses, maybe three buses. If you work shift, you can't get a bus early in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The early times. We're paying road tax. We're paying tax on everything. We're paying tax on the insurance we pay. We're paying tax on parts for the cars.
You're paying tax on tax.
Yeah. I think ultimately this is all a green agenda. In my opinion, this is all the green agenda.
It is all part of, you know, as well as the government trying to make money, because the government have a problem now because electric cars, for example, the motor tax is very cheap on them. They're not going to get VAT, for example, on the diesel and petrol anymore. There's a lot of negatives for the government and for the exchequer because at the moment, motorists bring in roughly about 2 to 3 billion per year in taxes. So they're going to have to make that up some other way with electric vehicles because they won't get as much. So the way they're planning on doing it is charging eventually. They're going to introduce charges for road usage, distance, location. I don't know how they're going to work all that out, by the way, how charges for mileage, I haven't a clue. So eventually that's what they're going to try and do. But for the moment, they're talking about a congestion charge.
Yeah, well, look, it's all just another tax at the end of the day. They haven't, They always put the cart before the horse. That's the only thing. There's no, you can't, I can't leave my house now, Noel, okay, and say, I'm going to go to Terran Europe. Okay, I want to be there by a certain time. I can't guarantee I'm going to be there.
Well, not on public transport.
No matter what I do, no, not on public transport. Not only is it's, you know, the thing, but you'd be standing at the bus stop, and I'm driving a taxi, Noel, and I can tell you the amount of times I pick people up, and they're sitting there, standing there waiting for the bus, and it's on the app, oh, it's on the way, blah, 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 and then it just doesn't arrive. And there are people who want to go to their jobs, or people are going to visit somebody in hospital, or whatever, you know, or sick people going to a hospital.
Somebody was telling me recently, it could have been London or it could have been Germany, I can't remember. I think Aisling might have been telling me, I think it might have been Germany or somewhere, where the train in the morning was late. And because the train was 5 minutes late, at the other end, there was staff waiting for passengers getting off to apologise to them and hand them notes for work. That's how they operate the system so efficiently that when they are actually late, they start apologising to people and giving them notes for work. But we don't have a system like that. We have a system that is sure it's late, it's late.
We don't have a system at all. That's the problem.
So, but I mean, if we did have a good system, would you accept? I mean, and they're trying to improve the system, so they say. If we did have a good system, do you think a congestion charge would be a good idea?
Well, I can't really agree with a congestion system in this country because of the road tax you pay. The road tax you pay, the amount we pay. You know what I mean? And the whole, it's not geared for it. Like, in London, for instance, they have a congestion charge. Trucks aren't allowed into the city. You know what I mean?
There's a charge, £11.50.
You know, they're charged a whole lot. Like, but that's a part that, you know, the people can get from one side of the city to the other without having to bring their cars. And besides, it's a tax on the poorer population again. The people who pay their money won't be bothered with that. Yeah, no problem. I'll drive me Ferrari, me Porsche, whatever, me Lamborghini in there, I mean, me Range Rover. I can afford it. What about the people who can't?
Yeah, people just trying to get to and from work.
That's it. They can't afford it now. As simple as that. And this government has shown time and time again they have no regard for the ordinary work. We're just a cash cow to them. You know what I mean? But they're to be milked. That's it.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you take into consideration what you pay in your taxes, and then after you have your money, when you've paid your taxes, they're taking more off.
And then you're paying taxes on top of your taxes. Everything you get is taxed after you've paid your tax. What about the PRSI? Tell me about that yesterday. The PRSI, you go into hospital. You know what I mean? My partner went to the hospital there recently.
£800 for 3 days or whatever it is, four days.
Yeah. Lump of money you have to pay, and you're paying your PRSI. She actually works for the HSE. Do you know what I mean?
You think she get a discount or a mate's rate?
Yeah.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to James. James, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, James? James. Well, we've lost. I think we've lost James there for a second. Keep texting me. Keep WhatsApping. The number's 0871-88-0008. Just some of your audio WhatsApp messages that are coming in as well. We see now if I get them here for you. All right. Oh, no, we did. I thought we did. There you go. Send us in an audio WhatsApp message on 0871-88-0008.
Morning, Noel. To be honest with you, you're saying they're bringing it in because they're not making enough money off electric vehicles and all. So why don't they just charge electric vehicles? Why should I have to pay, you know, a government levy on my insurance, you know, me motor tax and all, and then pay because somebody else isn't paying the right amount because they're able to afford an electric car? I shouldn't have to pay more because somebody else is paying less. That's my opinion. Just charge the electric vehicle owners.
Just charge the electric vehicle owners. That's probably not a bad idea. Let me give you another one here. There's another one. The audio message coming in at the moment. I got a few.
Noel, how are you doing? Make the taxi man. Noel, getting onto the cars there. The electric cars, I'm annoying them the whole lot. Look, I got a job yesterday, Noel. I was driving the taxi and I got a job yesterday. After doing half a day's walk yesterday, I got a job to Cork. Now, if I had an electric car, Noel, I wouldn't have been able to do that job because you wouldn't have got down to Cork before without charging that amount of distance, you know. And they're throwing out these electric cars, especially for taxis and giving you the grant and all, but they're not feasible, you know, half the time. But I think I'm annoying as we wave the ferries. But the buses, Noel, I don't know how true it is, but I've actually heard that Dublin bus, if they arrive at a destination too early, the bus is actually fine, the company's actually fine, for whatever reason. Now, I did hear that from someone. Now, I don't know how true it is, but I'd love to know, is it actually true? Can a bus driver actually confirm that, you know? But that's not enough. I'd love to know if it is true or not, that they're fined for pouring up too early. But yeah, it's now. But College Green, I think, is closing soon as well. I heard that was passed at Trinity College, so that's going to wreck the whole city from north to south, crossing through College Green. That's another one of Eamon Ryan's good ideas. What?
James Mick, the taxi driver, has a lot to say today, hasn't he? He's like a typical taxi driver. He just go on about everything. College Green is closing, by the way, Noel. And if a Dublin bus driver arrives early at the bus stop, he gets fined. I don't know how true that is, by the way. If anybody from Dublin Bus is listening, or any bus driver is listening, do you get a fine for arriving too early? I doubt it, because I doubt it happens too often, because they tend not to arrive too early. They tend to arrive too late and two at a time. Anyway, I want to know if you would agree with a congestion charge. He mentioned the electric cars. Look, the electric cars thing situation is a mess at the moment. For the first time ever in Dundee, by the way, according to research, more people are now looking at electric cars than diesel cars. The most popular car at the moment is a Golf electric car, I believe, for people to look at. Doesn't mean they're buying it, because it's very expensive to look at. But the problem is, we don't have the infrastructure. If everybody was to switch to electric cars tomorrow, we'd be doomed. We wouldn't have the power, we wouldn't have the energy, we'd have blackouts every night, we wouldn't be able to charge them, it would be a disaster. So Eamon Ryan's pie in the sky idea that we're all going to be moving to electric cars by 2025 is lunacy. It's never going to happen. We'd be lucky if we get there by 2040, and even by 2040 electric cars will probably be replaced by hydrocars anyway. Until we get to a point where we can charge an electric car in 30 or 40 seconds, we're on a losing game. It's just not going to happen. As Mick, the taxi driver, rightly points out, when you've got a range, maximum range is probably 300 or 400 kilometres, and some of the electric cars that are even better than others. And if you have a taxi and somebody says, I want to go to Cork, you're doomed. You're going to have to stop for 40 or 50 minutes halfway down just to charge up the car and tell your patient or your customer to wait. That's going to be pointless. There you go. There's me rant over. Now, the question is, should we have congestion charges? Do you agree with them? Some people agree with them. They think it's good for good clean air. 1,400 people die every year from bad air. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Just to mention as well, if you are thinking of changing your career, you're looking for a new job or just a job, there will be great employers heading down to the Leisure, or heading down to Leisureland in Galway for the Jobs Expo on the 17th of September. That means that if you want to go along and have a chat about retraining, reskilling, or just getting a job, all you got to do is register online. There's a free ticket available for everybody, by the way, if you want to go along, and go to jobsexpo.ie and register now. Now for your free ticket, that is this coming weekend on the 17th of September. All right, now let me go to James, getting back to the congestion charges. James,
Niall,
you're there now. There you go.
We lost the first time. Right?
You abandoned me. That's all that happened.
The joys of modern technology. It's wonderful when it works.
Yeah, James, I mean, the idea of a congestion charge, I see the logic behind it. It's to reduce pollution, reduce, you know, the kind of bumper to bumper situation, but realistically, would it work?
No, Niall, look, let's be honest. If it is about reducing, or should I say improving air quality in the city, what they simply need to do then is ban all cars from the city centre. If they really are that serious about it and they actually mean what they want to do, you ban all cars from the city centre and you take the financial hit. What this is about, Niall, is about money and nothing else. And as you said, because the electric cars now, they're not getting the VAT and the VAT on fuel and the VAT and VRT on the sales, they have to get the money elsewhere. And that's all this is. It's just another money grab. That's all it is.
Well, I suppose they could always, you know, because the electric cars are becoming more popular, they could always go back, backtrack, I suppose, which they probably will do, and start charging VRT on them and start starting the extra VAT on them and not giving the grants anymore, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the problem, though, is now with the electric cars, as you know, the average price is about 45 to 50,000 already. I don't think they're going to come down. If anything, I think they're going to go up in price. So if they keep pushing the price up and up and up, people are not going to be able to afford them. So people won't be able to drive them into the city. So, you know, people are still going to be relying on petrol and diesel for at least another 20 years.
And there's also, I believe there's a huge shortage at the moment because there's a shortage of chips. I know people who have ordered, for example, a Mocha. What's a Mocha? Is that Volkswagen?
A Mocha is a Hyundai, I think.
It's an
Opel.
Okay, well, they've ordered one anyway. And I believe that this particular place, wherever they ordered it from, they said they'd be lucky to get it by the end of next year.
Yeah, the ID4 and the EOC, which is the Skoda and the Volkswagen, there's at least a waiting year list on them as well. So
The same goes for Tesla, I believe, as well. Probably about a year or so. You could be waiting for one of those too, if you want a brand new one, that is, of course. I suppose you can always get yourself a second-hand one, but they're hard enough to get too at the moment. So realistically, it's going to be a long time. So the plan is, of course, that we should all be moving to electric at some point. As a taxi driver, James, is it viable?
No. Not really, no. Unless they radically improve the range on them. Like, as I think it was Mick who said, you know, if you're putting around the city, you're driving passengers around. Most taxi drivers probably average about roughly about 200 kilometres a day on regular use. Now, Mick, as he said, he got the long job to Cork, which is, I think, about 260 kilometres each way.
How much would you be charging a customer to go to Cork from Dublin, by the way?
Oh, God, it's on the new rate. I wouldn't have a clue what it is on the new rate, to be honest. I remember on the old rate years ago, from Dublin Airport to Cork Airport, it was around 360.
It's all right for a day's work, isn't it?
It's all right, yeah. It's bad now. Like, what's very, very, very rare, and it's wonderful. And to be honest, yeah, you know, I used to get them the odd time. I haven't got a long country job like that, maybe in, oh, God, must be a good year. And what's it called? So, you know, for us, it wouldn't be feasible for us. So that's why I think most drivers are still sticking with it. Or what most drivers now I've noticed is they're basically going to hybrids. So the vast majority of newer taxis you see, 2020s and 2021, fellas who are buying them are going for hybrid.
Speaking of newer taxis, of course, just before you go, James, the story of the paper obviously today is that many taxis will be exiting the market because of this new rule that a taxi can't be over 10 years old.
The
10-year rule. Do you think, is there that many taxis on the road over 10 years old?
You have to remember now, these would be all be like 11s and 12s and 13s. And these would be drivers now who bought them brand new in those days and would then say, right, around 2018, 2019, I looked to replace this vehicle. And then, bang, COVID hits. And then what happens then is there's no work.
No money.
You know, no money. And drivers are like, so for 2 or 3 years, like every other business that was affected by it, we see our income slashed by 90%. So normally what most taxi drivers do now, what I do is when I pay my loans, I pay my car off every month. And then when I pay the loan off, I continue to put the same amount of money away every month because I know after a certain amount of time, because of the mileage that we do, our vehicles are going to have to be replaced. Most taxi drivers think that way. So if you bought a car in, say, 2011, 2012, you're thinking, right, around 2017, 2018, I look maybe to start changing this car. Again, 2019, 2020, COVID hits, and drivers cannot afford to change their vehicles. Plus, with all the new second-hand cars, if you go now, and I'll tell you this very quickly, I know of one driver who went to buy a vehicle. It's a 2020 Ford Transit van. When that rolled out in 2020, it cost 42 grand. He recently changed. He bought that van now. It's 2 years old and it's now 48 grand. So it's 2 years older. It's gone up by 6 grand and there's 116,000 kilometres on it. So second-hand vehicles have gone up, and that's another issue that drivers are facing as well.
All right, listen, thanks for that, James. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 0871 88 0008 for your WhatsApp messages coming in.
Oh, I'm a Dublin bus driver there. We don't get fined for being too early. You actually get fined. The company gets fined if they don't complete a trip or a trip is late getting to its destination. So that answers that question.
Oh, you see, I've got another one
here.
Again.
Just listening to the radio show. Finally got it tuned in to my Echo Dot, but congestion charge it should be the government that's charging the people trying to commute in and out to Galway. It's the worst ever. I don't know what road engineers, traffic lights, you can't get in or out. It doesn't matter what car you're driving, and they're trying to convert people to change to electric vehicles, which I agree is good in towns, but not when you're commuting from long distances. Like, the country needn't worry about congestion charges, because I have never known as many of my friends, colleagues, different nationalities all ready to leave Ireland. All it is money, and any way you can rip us off, that's what you're doing. It's just disgraceful. I'm just sick to the back teeth of listening, and only for I love the show so much and you cover all the topics. The rest of the news, radio state, I don't even put on anymore. It's so depressing living here.
Yeah, it can be very depressing when you're constantly hearing about more charges being added to different things. And that's why I like to think sometimes I'm the voice of reason. Do you think so? Maybe.
How are you, Noel? I can't come on the show. Just what that guy was saying there about the Dublin bus thing. I remember as well somebody telling me who worked for Dublin Bus. I don't think they get fined, but I think they get certain strikes against them, and if they get certain strikes against them, there can be disciplinary action against them if they're early. So I believe I stand to be corrected on that. But with the electrical car things, I don't see why the electrical cars, why they don't have to pay the tax. Like, you know, it's called road tax, and it's meant to be for the upkeep of the road. So if the electrical vehicles are driving on the road,
sorry about that. Cut off on me. Anyway, yes, well, when you say they don't pay road tax, I think there is a small, I think they pay 50 quid, isn't it, or something like that. There is a nominal amount they have to pay. Now, obviously, road tax is based on, it used to be based on CC, but now it's based on emissions, isn't it? But I think there is a minimum amount, and I think there is a small amount of road tax. As far as I know, it's about 50 quid. Probably Ruth can clarify that for me during the debate, because I know her parents have one. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you agree with any kind of congestion charge? And by the way, have you moved to an electric car? And is it beneficial? Or maybe you've moved to an electric car and it's the biggest mistake you ever made because you're sick charging the damn thing. Let us know how you get on, and do you think it's beneficial? Obviously, you have money if you move to one. And we go to another James. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Afternoon, how are you?
Nice to talk to you, James. Now, you bought yourself an electric car.
Yeah, tomorrow it'll be 9 weeks ago since I picked up the car, Noel. And to be quite honest with you, I mean, I'm a taxi driver as well, you know, and I personally don't know myself, you know. It's like night and day between the savings so far in terms of what I used to put into my old car on fuel, you know, on diesel.
Are you charging at home, or have you got a charger at the house?
Well, I haven't actually got the home charger installed yet, Noel, for the simple reason I literally only had the car about a week, and I was going into a certain shopping centre, and I seen this chap plugging in his car into the parts which are there, and I went over and I asked him a question. I said, do you need to download an app or blah blah blah, and he says, no, this is free. And so the last couple of weeks, it's really just luck of the draw, but most of the time, you know, most evenings after I finish work, there's always a spot available.
So I'm what, do you have to sit it. Yeah, but you have to sit there and wait for it to charge?
No, basically not. So like, where I live now, as in regards to this shopping centre, it's only 3 minutes a walk away from the house. So I could plug it in, you know, leave it there for 4 hours or whatever, and it's, you know, it pumps it back up. So I'll have more than enough charge then to start off the following day.
So what happens if you have a busy day, James, and you get a couple of long runs? I mean, that'd be you'd be doing well if you did, mind you, this day and age.
Well, I did my last yesterday, so I'm actually just on my way back into the airport, because I work at the airport myself, you know. Back to the cash, yeah. Empty at the moment, so happy that is.
A couple of long runs. If you get a few long runs.
Well, Noel, I actually did get a great... So I got the car back in July, and I think I probably had it about 2 weeks, and it was just kind of the look of the draw. I was dropping a lady into town, and I got back out to the airport. I had 50%, and I was a little bit quiet. So I set a charger up for 20, 30 minutes, whatever it was.
Is there a charger in the cache?
There's two fast chargers in the cache, yeah.
Okay.
Just for the drivers. So it was back up. I had it back up to 80%. And then the next job, Swiss lady, asked me would I got to Belfast.
Happy days.
Jump in. So
what's Belfast? 130 kilometres? 140 kilometres?
I'd say about 120. So 100 miles, give or take. But then, it was actually one of the really warm days that we had. So I had the air conditioning on as well. You know, obviously it's going to eat into the
battery. Yeah, what's the range on your car, by the way?
Well, 404 fully charged.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
You know, you have to take it, as I say, you need to take into account.
Of course.
You know, whether you have the wipers on,
the radio on.
Because it's going to eat into the battery. But when I got up to Belfast, I think I had about 29, 30% left. And I didn't actually realise this, so when I went off to charge the car, there was an Apple Green garage just down the road from where I was, and it was an ESP charger, and it actually turns out there's free charging up in Northern Ireland.
That's right, and there's no time limit on the charging in Northern Ireland as well. So all in all, James, your experience was good so far?
So far, so good.
Good. Okay. No, I'm glad to hear that. Okay. By the way, what electric car is it? What have you got?
I have an MG5.
An MG5. How much was it, by the way?
But it cost me 17.5.
That's because you got the grand.
Exactly, yeah.
What's the grand for a taxi driver? 20,000?
It's 20, and then you get 5,000 scrappage fee if you do scrap your own car.
Jeez, that's not bad, is it?
But my own car, the old car I did have, you know, just like the other chapter of the taxi driver, I was planning to change in back in, 20, yeah. 20, and obviously all the...
Oh, with the COVID and everything else, of course, put it back. But look, it's a good call, listen, and it's a good deal for taxi drivers. Most people don't get that grant. James, thanks for that. Peter, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. Hadrian, Peter. Oh, Peter, are you there?
Hey, how's it going? How are you doing?
Sorry, it's Seamus, is it?
It is. That's Seamus here, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Seamus, I do apologise.
How are you doing?
Yeah, so Seamus, you're against the charges.
Oh yeah, completely. It's an absolute disgrace. I mean, we pay PRSI income tax at the highest rates in Europe, if not the world,
yeah,
in this country. I mean, the car tax here is absolutely disgraceful. The VAT on the price of cars is absolutely disgraceful. The price of a car alone in this country compared to all of our neighbours across Europe is disgraceful. And, you know, the green agenda is just an absolute farce. I mean, you look at that guy high in the sky, you know, Eamon Ryan. He just looks like a man who's ready to collect his cheque like Micheál Martin and leave soon enough.
Well, they're all collecting their cheques, I suppose.
Well, they are.
Would be unfair to say that he's just collecting his.
In all fairness, your listeners need to know that there's a massive protest going to take place on Saturday the 24th. Be in Dublin City Centre in your droves to support, you know, each other against what's actually happening. Rather than, I know people come on and moan online and moan on the radio shows about the state of the country and the usual rhetoric that the government should be doing this and should be doing that. We've been saying this for years, and to no, you know, to no product at the end of it all. And the country is in, it's just in an absolutely horrendous state.
I did hear Richard Boyd Barrett talking about that earlier on today. So the 24th of September in Dublin City. And the protest is not any one particular thing. It's in relation to the energy cost, the cost of living.
Everything.
It's in relation to everything. Yeah.
Everything. The whole cohort, every cohort you can imagine. The cohorts of society.
All coming together.
We'll be there.
Yes,
be there.
That's, yeah, and the cost of rental, the cost of property, the property charges, everything. It's, yeah, all in there, okay. And that's on the 24th September. I think it's on 12 o'clock. It starts at 12 o'clock in town. And I think probably the usual place, Parnell Square, down to Arbor.
That's it, yeah. There's one major one in Cork as well this coming Saturday, as far as I'm aware as well. Yeah. So, you know, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's people's opportunity, I suppose, to show. As long as you keep it peaceful, it's people's opportunity, of course, to show the government, you know, that we won't put up with it, or you're not going
to. Well, Micheál Martin was actually just offered them. He wasn't he? I mean, it was put to him on the dial, like an invitation to attend the one in Cork, and he turned it down there and then, point blank. He didn't know what to say. I mean, this is just it's a failure all the way, what's going on at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but getting back, you don't obviously agree with congestion charges, and I can understand why. After everything you just said, you know, because it's just another sales tax as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, it's another sales tax. I mean, this is coming from the same people that throughout the pandemic are now on their fifth pay rise in the government. And whether you want to call it a pay rise or not, and the latest pay rise was took place last week was 6.5%.
As I said, it's not the government, this is the Commission of Taxation and Welfare. They said that road usage charges should be introduced around distance, location and time spent on the road. And they also support the idea with Dublin local authorities of having a congestion charge in the interim until they bring those other charges in. So that won't be the only charge. Anyway, listen, thank you, Seamus. I appreciate it. Okay, Seamus, just reminding everybody, of course, and I heard mentioned on the radio this morning as well, the 24th of September, there's a national protest. And most of the political parties and the independents and what have you will be there, and they're all encouraging people to go. Keep it peaceful, of course. And it's in relation to everything, you know, rental, the cost of rental, the housing shortage, the housing crisis, the cost of living, the cost of energy, your ISPA bills, all that. It's about everything. It's an all-encompassing protest. So if you want to stand up for your rights, that is your right to protest. It's in the Constitution.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.